Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms today, Psalm 33, verses 6 through 11. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry hosts, by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the water of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart throughout all generations. The absolute power of God is seen first and foremost in creation. God did not make something out of something. He created the world out of nothing. He spoke the world into existence. He said, "Let there be," and there was. If the first verse of Genesis 1 was the only thing we knew about God, it would be enough to fear and revere him. God, however, did not set the world in motion and then back away to watch it spin. He is intimately involved in the affairs of man. God's sovereign plan stands firm forever. Governments and individuals make great plans. God frustrates the plans that are not in line with his. Our confidence is this: the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart throughout all generations. In the end, he wins, and we get to march in the victory parade with him. Father, thank you for the confidence found in your sovereign power. Thank you that no person or no thing can ever alter your eternal plan. In Jesus' name, amen.